on our agenda. Thank you, Commissioner Jansky, for your leadership and for your many, many volunteer hours on this commission. We're going to miss you. No. We have a lot to look forward to today. It's a very exciting day at Design Commission. So thank you. It's heartfelt. The next item on our agenda is Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail Transit Briefing. And I want to invite Bob Hastings from TriMet and Teresa Boyle from PBOT to come up and talk.
Good afternoon, everybody. Teresa Boyle with the Portland Bureau of Transportation, here with Bob Hastings from TriMet. We are before you today to provide an update on the Portland-Milwaukee Light Rail project. We received our full funding grant agreement in May and are full bore under construction, as you may have noticed, on both the east, west, and the middle of the river. This is an opportunity to catch you up to speed on the design of the project in its entirety. We will be talking today about those portions within Milwaukee and Clackamas County, simply to give you that sort of overview of what's happening within the entire metro area.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm Bob Hastings with TriMet. And again, thank you, commissioners and commission and Tim and staff, for all the work that has kind of led up to this point. As Teresa mentioned, when we last met with you, we gave our word that we would come back and share the whole story. And so that's what we're going to do today. We'll try and get through as fast as possible. Of course, I'm sure questions may come up, and happy to respond to those too. And so without further ado, we'll start rolling on what's happening. As you remember, we're extending from the south end of downtown by PSU, and we'll be going through 10 station areas over the light rail bridge, which is under construction now, and we'll have our south terminus at Park Avenue in Clackamas County.
Is the mic on? Up is on.
I'll move it closer.
Get a little closer.
There we go.
Actually, just for the record, Catherine Schultz is in the room. She's just made herself known, and I just need to say that for the record.
Catherine Schultz is in the house.
Exactly.
Give it up. One of the things that we worked out with Bureau Planning was a way to think about the alignment by corridors, and also thinking what would be the way to consider their sort of specific characteristics. So the innovation corridor from downtown across the river to OMSI, our neighborhoods and employment section through southeast Portland to Powell Boulevard. Neighborhoods and recreation segment is kind of the large section between Powell and all the way down to Tacoma. And then downtown Milwaukee, and then our green gateway and our multimodal segment along McLaughlin and ending at Park Avenue. Just to refresh that, through this effort with you and through our other jurisdictional partners, this idea of a civic architecture that extends all the way through the project is something we've taken very much to heart and really have tried very hard to find a way to represent that throughout the full project, a way for us to think about our stations and our station areas is both the stations themselves as that sort of architecture of the transit system, but also the intersections with important pedestrians, bicycle, vehicular crossings, and then the station areas themselves, and working in this project more than we ever have before to find ways to incentivize activity around those station areas. So what I'm going to be doing is kind of giving you a briefing that has these sort of key elements identified at each of the station areas, including public art. Our public art program is up and running, and we're probably about 95% artists are on board and have assigned duties. And art starts now, and you'll see the orange lining part of the project. Actually, if you went down Lincoln Street, you'd see some of that already in place. Some of this is a work that you've already been part of, and just reporting, you know, that which we talked with you previously and which is in the project and is going forward here at Lincoln Station. So you really helped us to understand that this is a way to both connect into the Halperin District, but in a new way along Lincoln Street. I can report to you that Elizabeth Connor is on board and doing the development of her art designs adjacent to the station, actually in private property, in a collaborative effort with adjacent building next to the station area. That's, again, something that we brokered with you on the mall project, working with Hotel Madera. So we're following up and seeing opportunities for that at Lincoln Station. And this is an overview showing kind of the artistic rendering. But notice, if you will, all the sort of modes of transit are moving along the new Lincoln Street with buses, cars, bicycles, organized in direct coordination with PBOT, as well as light rail and our first ever EcoTrack pilot effort at the Lincoln Station. And that's underway and under construction as I speak right now. And those early tree removals were done, thankfully, without much of a hitch. But we have, again, working with the city, and you have a new kind of a landscape design that's moving forward on Lincoln Street. If you were to walk down to the sort of eastern part of the project, you'll notice these giant weathered steel girders are beginning to happen along Moody and are over, under, around, and through ribbon to get down to the South Waterfront Station is under construction and is being installed right now. Again, your work with us really helped to refine some of those key principles that really informed what the design would be, and I hope you've had a chance to maybe see some of that translating in the construction that's underway right now. The concrete support columns are in, and cross beams are in place. We're anticipating with this stretch with light rail and buses moving along this, again, shared transit way, a very unique approach in any other transit system, and certainly for Portland. But also an area that's going to have a direct impact on kind of the pedestrian and bicyclist experience and hopefully be a positive contribution to River Place and into South Waterfront. Fun part is if you were to stand on Moody, that's almost what you'd see right now with the weathered steel girders that are just now getting in place. This is showing that crossing for the transitway across Moody. One of the few instances, I think, where we can actually show an illustration, and it's actually happening right as we speak with and looks like that through construction. Crossing Moody with, you know, the whole panoply of, you know, cars and pedestrians and bicyclists and buses and light rail and streetcar, and doing it in a way that is simple, clear, and easy for folks to understand without a whole bevy of signage. So kudos to PBOT and to Bureau of Planning and really helping us to figure out how to design this area of the project. So the station at South Waterfront, adjacent to the OUS project, which is madly going forward in its construction. These are the issues that we dealt with at the particular station, and we are moving forward. Landscape Forms was selected to provide our station amenities, and they will be glass shelters at the platform there. Working with Jim Blashfield already and creating his kind of window into a whole nother artistic way of thinking about the world and thinking about the river. And again, looking back from the South Waterfront Station towards the shared transway to the west, and kind of hiding behind the trees is the SIGCOM building as it's designed now. The approach up to the light rail bridge, and we purposely didn't want to focus on the architecture of the station, but mindful certainly of the development that's underway right now. The west tower of the bridge is, Teresa had a picture on her iPhone showing that they're pumping concrete, and that's rising up out of the river. We're just about to build what's called the pier table, the sort of first part of that western tower. And the eastern tower is also going to start rising out of the water. We've advanced construction on that in order to kind of get back on some schedule recovery. So through this year, you'll begin to see the ballet of the cable stays going in place and the bridge kind of growing towards each other east and west. The Belvederes are not cut. We have the Belvedere both at the towers and at the midspan. Thanks very much to you guys. We do working to maintain our 14-foot shared path for bicyclists and pedestrians. And we're working with PBOT on integrating kind of a nomenclature of language, visual language for bicyclists and pedestrians that's consistent from downtown Portland over the bridge through South Waterfront or South Waterfront to OMSI, and literally all the way through eventually to McLaughlin Boulevard. So a way for bicyclists and pedestrians to understand how to navigate through this very complex area as easily as possible. I want to report to you that one of the things you asked us to really look at very specifically on the bridge, the railing elements, we're working very hard with Kiewit, our contractors, to kind of add that level of refinement as Ben Kaiser had asked us to do, and that will also be a consistent treatment on the west and east approaches for the bridge. We have some challenges in doing the lighting, not so much from a technical standpoint. We still have Doug Hollis and Anna Valentina Merch on board to do that. But we have to find Buy America compliant light fixtures to do the programmable colored lighting for the bridge. And that's proving to be a bit of a challenge, but we're still committed to doing that for the project and providing that lighting in the abutment areas on west and east side to provide that kind of ambient condition as you cross underneath the bridge with their art project for the sound dish. So standing at Opera and looking to the west, this is what we hope the bridge is going to look like in very short order. At the OMSI station, this is that kind of gateway and to OMSI, and working a lot with them, thinking about their master planning effort, creating a few specific elements of distinction with the design team. And I'll see if I can point them out, call your attention to light elements that will go over the transitway that will have a specific light quality to really create some distinctiveness about the station. We have glass roof planned here for the station, though with OMSI's assistance and partnering, we're really looking at trying to advance the idea of photovoltaics to be integrated into the shelters too. And again, Jim Blashfield will be presenting his art elements, but it's going to be specifically choreographed for the OMSI Opera part of the river. And then looking at that sort of full build out of the station, Old Water Avenue, which is going to be this connecting part for streetcar to connect onto the bridge. We're moving forward with that as part of the project. But also a lot of deliberations with OMSI in creating Old Water as really a place in and of itself, as a kind of a street forecourt, if you will, that will serve for their future redevelopment. And then New Water Avenue here is crossing. And delighted to see there's a train below that the ORF, the Oregon Heritage Rail Museum, is under construction and is going along swimmingly. Overcoming some challenges in terms of some weird soils down there, but it's happening. And then something that now we're moving into part of the project, this is, you know, again, more what we had not shared with you before outside of the jurisdiction of the commission, but really wanted to give more context to the full project. Making this connection between Clinton to the river, that is part of what we're doing with the project here, and finding the sort of safe and regular way for pedestrians and bicyclists to, you know, traverse through a rather complex kind of industrial area and make that connection from the southeast Portland, again, to the river, both the Esplanade and across west into downtown. So a big sort of kudo thing for getting that connectivity in addition to light rail transit. Clinton Station along Gideon Street, just east of Milwaukee, really a way to connect both the Hosford-Abernathy neighborhood to the east and also the kind of emerging industrial and sort of Portland industrial aesthetic, if you will, at the station. Rebar out of San Francisco are the artists with Matthew Passmore, utilizing literally old rail that had been dug up during construction. It's going to be repurposed and become a kind of iconic element to herald the entrance to the station and what we hope to be also some emerging transitory development incentives that we're working with City of Portland, Metro, to bring that forward earlier rather than later. And now looking kind of to the south and east, here's the Clinton Station. There's the existing Union Pacific Rail Yard. It'll be in a quiet zone treatment, one of the other benefits of the project. And looking at ways to take the sort of 1,000-foot of streetscape and seeing if we can with TriMet's help, do some early, what we call the Gideon Urban Micro Business Incubator Project, or Gumby. Yes, Tad Savinar is part of our merry bunch of enthusiasts. Always coming up with creative names to, you know, help define things. One of the other first acts of kind of deconstruction was removing at Powell the existing overcrossing. Rail is still there, but the vehicular and pedestrian bike crossing will be rebuilt. And this summer, Horatio Law's piece actually has to be incorporated with the construction of that earlier rather than later. So again, that's one of the early kind of points of the project to get going. But that leads us into the Brooklyn neighborhood and two stations in the neighborhood, first at Rhine. And this will be along what we're kind of referring to in the project as the sort of green corridor of Southeast 17th. We're also looking at doing, again, some transfer and development opportunities with the Advantis site and some other sites that TriMet has. At Holgate, I'll get into that a little bit more. Bill Will is the artist for this all along 17th from Powell down to McLaughlin. And his concept of using the sort of weathered boats and creating a kind of a river to recreate what actually was Brook Land, not Brooklyn, New York, but Brook Land, the water that used to flow through here. And that's where our alignment is going. Again, looking at Rhine Street Station, and there's a SIGCOM building on Lafayette Street in the background, looking to the north. At Holgate, where Holgate intersects 17th, there's TriMet World Headquarters, our bus facility, and this is the Transit Development Opportunity Site at Holgate, working with Metro to do a development opportunity study this year, again, to hopefully incentivize earlier development, transit development, rather than later. Bill's work continues through the Holgate station, very much the same kind of set of materials that we're using at Rhine Street. And again, the landscaped areas as a way to integrate the art in kind of an overall aesthetic. This area is one of the properties that we're considering for possible, again, transit-oriented development in the near term that would actually utilize some of the parking that TriMet had been using in the past. Okay, now we cross onto McLaughlin, and we're going to head south to Bybee. But just to let you know that we're doing some significant things in terms of habitat restoration with Crystal Springs and really along southeast the corridor there. I just want to remind folks that we are not touching any of the trees along McLaughlin Boulevard. Keep reemphasizing that in the public meetings. So they're there. They'll stay there. We'll be east side of that, moving along the UPRR right-of-way. Our station at Bybee, we have included just recently a second pull-out for buses, not for parking, but to provide that modal transfer. This is the headhouse arrangement with Dana Lynn Lewis working with Waterleaf Architects. And then on the east, or actually the south side of Bybee, for eastbound traffic, there also will be an elevator and a pullout for buses. And Dana Lynn Lewis's work is really trying to bring back the idea of Crystal Springs and the area as this wonderful sort of environment, natural environment, and translating her artwork through the glass elements down the elevator tower and working with Waterleaf down onto the platform areas too. And then showing again the platform. We're looking here kind of to the south towards Tacoma. One thing to mention about the Tacoma Street Station, in advance of just the station itself, this will be our largest really sort of bike and park and then get on transit or get on transit, park your bike, and then get out or get off at Tacoma, ride the Springwater Corridor. So this is really an opportunity for lots of things to happen from a multimodal experience. We are also working to do our first regenerative braking, using that energy for powering our own train system. In essence, it's catching the braking power of the trains coming in, holding that juice, and then whipping it back out to the train when it leaves the station. We also are looking to incorporate solar energy on the systems buildings And we're also pursuing it very fervently, a discussion with EV charging also at the Tacoma Park and Ride. Thomas Sayer is the artist for the station, and he literally will be casting his sculpture in the ground and then lifting it in place on site at Tacoma. So this is looking south. There's the station. This is Johnson Creek itself. A lot of habitat restoration, a lot of working with the landscaping team there. This will be really the first park and ride for the project. And there's the City of Portland boundary. So really, folks coming down McLaughlin, parking their cars here, and then completing their next journey, leg of the journey on transit. The transit line then slides to the east of the industrial area along the rail yards, and then enters into Milwaukee, and its station is at Lake Avenue. We're working with the City of Milwaukee and some adjacent development opportunities that we're jointly pursuing at this triangle site. So the station here is very much about a really welcome to Milwaukee, working with their Landmarks and Design Commission, their Planning Commission on the elements there. Brian Goldblum, who has selected and has already been very involved in coming up with elements that speak to the history and to the kind of cultural aspects of Milwaukee. Big X. I don't know what that's about. It's not the English flag of St. George, I don't think. So on the columns at the shelters, rather than the tile treatments that we're doing at other locations, Brian's actually going to do the sort of granite carvings of the tree trunks as part of a specific treatment for Milwaukee. His granite carvings are also about how water, stormwater, will be treated in a very artful way down at Lake Road. Again, looking south towards Clackamas County, and there's 21st Avenue, Mayor Reed and Waterleaf working very hard in creating a kind of a place for pedestrian crossing on Adams Street as folks would enter into downtown Milwaukee as part of their redevelopment efforts. And then looking on Lake Road, and here's that Brian's granite art piece. The water will cross underneath the pedestrian way and then be treated in a bioswale down at the streetscape. So all this is being rebuilt as part of the project, and queuing up the our bridging over Kellogg Lake, soon to be in the future Kellogg Creek restoration. But again, making, just like you were working with us in Harbor, a structure that this is really a piece that adds to the character and quality of Milwaukee as it crosses over the Kellogg Lake, crosses over McLaughlin, and then the rail bridge will touch down about here and be adjacent to the trolley trail. So this is an opportunity for the art program to do something rather unique with Andre Karadak and Tom Folders in treatment for the underside of the bridge, and placing what we lovingly refer to as bots in a very specific pattern on the weathered steel tubs of the bridge structure. So here we're looking back to the north along McLaughlin. Kellogg, Kronberg Park is to the right, and this is where the bridge crosses over McLaughlin, and then sort of Milwaukee neighborhoods are to the west. Standing in that kind of neighborhood area, looking back at the bridge crossing. And then the section adjacent to, here's McLaughlin here, there's the historic trolley trail, which actually is right adjacent to our project. So we've been working in coordination with that effort to create a trolley trail that links into Oak Grove and Clackamas County, and really making that an experience that light rail is adjacent to and traveling right next to, but also a bicycle and pedestrian experience in a lot of the kind of restoration of landscaping, trying to do as much keeping of the, this is a giant sequoia tree, which is actually about to scale in this picture. Unfortunately, we are going to be impacting quite a few of the Douglas fir trees along here. So working through our art project to incorporate that with some of the trolley trail art. This is the Park Avenue station. And then finally, the last piece of structured parking at Park Avenue. And we just selected our Art Advisory Committee, Susan Zicola, to do the sort of light sort of tracery pieces that actually you can have folks kind of underneath in the kind of plaza area at Park Avenue. And here we're looking at Park Avenue. Now, this is where would be the terminus of the project. Kind of like Expo out on the Yellow Line, there'll be two tracks and then two platforms, both for trains coming and then trains going out of the station area. The parking structure will be to the south of Park Avenue. And finally, just to report out about the systems building, something that we've talked about throughout the project, and we've incorporated a new approach of something that's more kind of a background design that's elegantly treated, could be with glazed tile or could be with a metal screen treatment. We're also actively pursuing, again, with City of Portland, City of Milwaukee, and Clackamas County, an eco-roof treatment that could be integrated with the building, as well as photovoltaics in places where we have good solar access and can incorporate that into the structure. Both of those are going to require some additional funding to make that magic happen, but we're very hopeful that that is going to be part of the project at opening day. Whew. There we go. 10 stations and however many minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Any questions? Comments?
What's the construction time frame?
Well, as you know, we're now frantically going with our full funding grant agreement, and we, you know, work in different segments of the city, but really this summer now, we're going full throttle. Mm-hmm. So this time next year, it's going to look a lot different. The harbor structure will be essentially complete. The bridge will look nearing more of its completion. What drives everything is we've got to get our tracks installed and get our system up and operating. But we are very much on track for making our September 2015 opening day and having a lot of new streetscapes, a lot of great landscaping. It'll look and behave like a sort of fully formed project, really going into 2014. Lincoln Street will be one of the earlier portions that will look more complete, you know, in advance of everything else, which, you know, was intentional in downtown Portland.
How big a barrier is the Buy America provision on the art, and is it going to affect construction schedules, or is it something that can be revisited?
We received a very clear mandate from our FTA administrator, thou shalt not seek exception from Buy America provisions. So we're taking that to heart and working very hard. And you know, everything from getting glass from Murano for mosaic tiles to light fixtures that are on the bridge that might be made in Denmark. So the biggest impact in terms of the design of the project is the lighting. And the one thing that's the biggest impact right now is the lighting for the bridge.
So both the functional lighting and the art lighting?
No, just
the
art lighting.
Okay.
Just the art lighting.
Is that art lighting LED?
Yes. Well, right now it is metal halide. We would like to get it LED.
I might have a contact for you.
That would be wonderful.
So I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I'll ask them first if they think that's something they could do, but then I'll send it to you.
And we've augured down into the fine bugs and the weeds and the grass, and there is a path that components can be brought in that are Buy America compliant. Mm-hmm. So I've got a merit badge now on this stuff.
Great. Other questions or comments?
So what's the plan? I know we've talked at great length about the greenway here on each side. And I think we got a presentation about what could be done. Is anything going to be done under the greenway on each side of the?
So the greenway in South Waterfront triggers with the adjoining development on the riverside. What we have in place is a three-party agreement between the city, the adjoining property owners, and TriMet. And so we've got a vehicle in place that indicates how the improvements will cost share. One of the renderings that Bob showed you is the layout. So we figured out how it fits, how you can get down to the greenway from the bridge. And we've got a partnering plan in place. But the requirement doesn't trigger, and the greenway won't exist until the adjoining development comes into being.
on the west side, so if they don't do anything for a while, there's obviously no trail there, and there's no need for anything. And there wouldn't be access. Would there be access down underneath?
No, we TriMet will be putting the improvements in place under the abutments, and then we are fencing it off. In fact, I think we were here talking about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keeping it from becoming a camping type place in the meantime. Yeah.
So technically, all the greenway is still private property until
they
develop. And then on the other side, that will those improvements?
So the other side, the Greenway Trail is in place. We're lowering it somewhat to provide the clearance under the tail end of the structure. On the south side of the bridge, the connection will come off of existing Water Avenue, wrapping around the Opera Building and into the plaza area as it does now. On the north side, there's a partnership conversation happening with OMSI about building an interim connection on the north so you can go up from there. So that's still in progress, I would say.
All right.
Are we good? All right. Oh, wait. Do you have a question?
I just want, it's not a question, it's just a comment that I think this is just another TriMet ascending beyond the previous efforts. It's like every new effort is built upon the old efforts, and you just continue to get better and better. And I just want to comment on the highest quality transportation infrastructure agency in the country, probably, that we have right here. So I think we're very lucky.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And the selection of artists, too, is really commendable. It really looks like a great selection of art.
Thank you.
And the urban design efforts, greatly appreciated, and it's built on the downtown block approach. Mm-hmm. Was really kind of a wow, and now this is going even further, and you've really looked at the pedestrian experience. It's not just a transit thing anymore. Mm-hmm. It's more than just the rail.
It's transit has tried to be in so many locations, which is a leverage the transportation into infrastructure, past infrastructure, into actual projects and density, all those things that transportation is supposed to do.
Yeah, good work of your group is definitely helping take it beyond.
Thanks to the commission very much. Thank you. Very much, early on and often. Very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity to look at it again. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.